You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. This is your daily horoscope for Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. The action starts out around 1 a.m. when the moon in Leo forms a square with Uranus in Taurus. The moon is going to represent our needs, how we are feeling, and Uranus is a planet of disruption and unpredictability. So since this is happening in the middle of the night, this could look like you having some sort of odd or eccentric dream. Maybe you experience some sort of important intuitive download or revelation through a dream. This could also look like having trouble sleeping, or if you have a little one, I have recently come to realize that this could also mean maybe it's harder for them to fall back asleep. Later on, around 5 a.m., we have the first quarter moon in Leo. So the moon in Leo is going to form a square with the sun in Taurus. And this is taking place at 25 degrees. So if you have any planets or placements between 20 and 29 degrees of Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius, you're going to feel the effects of this first quarter moon the most intensely. Now, this first quarter moon brings us back to the new moon in Taurus that took place earlier this month. And first quarter moons are, of course, periods and moments of taking action, especially on ideas and seeds that you planted under that new moon in Taurus. So this marks a pivot and can also encourage you to take those first steps towards your next goal. Later on, around 9:30 a.m., the moon in Leo forms a square with Jupiter in Taurus. Jupiter is a planet of generosity, abundance, and wisdom, as well as perspective and beliefs. When the moon clashes into Jupiter, sometimes we can have a difference of beliefs with someone else, and that could look like some sort of philosophical argument. This could also look like a moment of indulgence or celebration, or maybe you are prioritizing your fun in some way. Now, the moon is also representative of our emotions and our feelings, and so this can also look like a big emotional reaction. So that could be like PDA on one hand, or professing your love for someone in an Instagram post, but it could also look like expressing and feeling some of your deeper emotions and maybe shedding a few tears. Later on, around 10 a.m., Mercury, the planet of the mind, news, and communication, enters Taurus. Taurus is a fixed earth sign. So when the planet of the mind moves into the sign of the bull, we are taking our time when it comes to making decisions, forming our opinions, and even sharing our thoughts. This can also make us a little bit more stubborn over the next few weeks, but it does give us the attention to detail and commitment and dedication to follow through on our plans. And we might also be thinking more about Taurus topics like our one-on-one relationships, our finances, or our personal value systems. Later on, around 2:30 p.m., the moon is going to enter Virgo, and we're going to want to watch out for being self-critical and critical of others. On the bright side, this can be a great time for productivity, crossing things off your to-do list. When the moon is in Virgo, we might also find ourselves overthinking. So try not to give in to any anxious spirals if they do pop up for you. Unfortunately, around 3 p.m., the moon in Virgo is going to form a trine with Mercury in Taurus, and this bodes well for communication, finding solutions, and expressing yourself. There's more receptivity and understanding in our communication, and this can also be a really productive time for writing or focusing on something important. Aries, once Mercury enters Taurus, more of your mental energy is focused on your livelihood and the way that you make money. So this could look like learning about new job opportunities, maybe you're applying for new jobs, or maybe you're ready to start a side hustle or side business. This can also be a great time to get back on track with your budgets in the next few weeks and make important financial decisions. Taurus, you are the talk of the town once Mercury enters your sign. This is also an aligned time for you to prioritize your personal needs, your desires, and personal goals, and to funnel your mental energy into making plans and focusing on any ideas that really excite you. This can also be a great time to think about your own self-expression, your style. And you may also hear from important players in your life. Gemini, once Mercury enters Taurus, this can be a busier time for your day-to-day life, and your schedule may pick up, and it can leave you feeling a little bit more burnt out than normal. Honoring your boundaries is going to become more necessary, but on the bright side, this also heightens your intuition. So this is a powerful time to get in touch with your intuition through some sort of physical practice like breath work, tapping, or some sort of somatic practice, because important intuitive downloads and messages find you both while you're awake and through your dreams. Cancer, once Mercury enters Taurus, you are focused on your goals, your hopes for the future. This is a great time to make progress and to network and to find someone who can help support you in bringing about your goals. This also marks a busier time for your social calendar. Maybe you're a part of some collaborative project, a group effort, or just spending time with friends more. Leo, once Mercury enters Taurus, you have more attention and news headed your way regarding your career and your public reputation. So this could be a great time to negotiate a raise, to go after a promotion, or apply for new jobs. Important people in your professional path might also be recognizing you or paying you compliments. You could also be reconsidering the work that you do, whether it's professional or personal, and what you truly find meaningful. Maybe you're considering other types of work or matters that really need to be prioritized. Important conversations are also started over the next few weeks and could be ongoing with some important people in your life, like lovers, coworkers, and even family members. Virgo, once Mercury enters Taurus, this puts you in a little bit more of an optimistic and adventurous mood. You are eager to learn new things, to try new things, and also to put yourself out there. This can be an exciting time to book some travel, to sign up for a new course and learn something new. And it's also very possible over the next few weeks, important conversations are initiated and make more progress. You're feeling hopeful about what the future holds and optimistic about the possibilities that lie ahead. Libra, once Mercury enters Taurus, it brings your attention to your finances. You could be negotiating a new contract, paying down some debt, or even reconsidering the way that you invest your energy, your time, or your financial resources. Now, emotionally, this can also bring more attention to some of your fears, anxieties, and worries, but it also puts you in touch with your emotional side and feelings that you've been avoiding or ignoring. This can be an incredibly cathartic and healing time to take your power back and release the past. Scorpio, once Mercury enters Taurus, it kicks up more action in your one-on-one relationship. So you could be initiating important conversations with a partner. Maybe you're discussing moving in together or the next phase in your relationship. This can also be a busier time for contract work or working with clients. If you're a part of any ongoing negotiations or applying for a new job, this can also mean that you're experiencing some progress. And more of your mental energy may be focused on an important person in your life, whether that is a romantic partner or even a family member or best friend. Sagittarius, once Mercury enters Taurus, this marks a very busy time for your day-to-day life. Your projects, your personal and professional responsibilities might be adding up, and it's easier to feel more worn down and exhausted, and it can impact your overall well-being. So this is going to be an important time for you to honor your boundaries. Now, this is also a great time for you to reconsider your daily habits and to edit out any habits or behaviors and patterns that ultimately are keeping you further away from your goals and leaving you feel like you're not really in control or in flow during your daily life and routine. Capricorn, some lucky opportunities or exciting news is on the way to you once Mercury enters Taurus. This is a great time to focus your mental energy on hobbies and activities that bring you joy, and you might also feel like you're living in the present moment or reconnected with a deeper sense of gratitude. This is also a productive time to brainstorm creative projects and to really follow your creative inspiration. If you are single and eager to date, you might be ready to put yourself back out there, and this can be a busy time for your romantic life as well. Aquarius, once Mercury enters Taurus, you are in a more nostalgic and sensitive mood. This can have you reflecting on the past and also on your family dynamics that shaped your foundation. You may also be spending more of your mental energy focused on your living environment. Maybe you're ready to do a big purge, a closet edit, or perhaps you're considering a big move or finding new roommates. This can also kick up communication between your family and chosen family, or maybe you learn something important regarding a family member. Pisces, once Mercury enters Taurus, it is all about your self-expression for the next few weeks. This is an important time for you to share your thoughts, feelings, and ideas with other people. A little bit of luck is on your side when you choose to communicate authentically. You can speak your desires into existence, and important conversations and discussions emerge. This is also an exciting time to follow your curiosity, learn something new, sign up for a class, or maybe even book some travel. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much, and see you tomorrow.